Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Gittin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Avayin, Ruziva Hagun, Bikarav Mamish. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that a person can cancel, he can mevatel a get that he sent to his wife, as long as he mevatel it before it gets to her. So here we have further clarification. Bar Yishayin originally, Hayayis a Bezdin, Makam Acher, Mevateloi. A person could simply set up a Bezdin in a different place and mevatel the get. He just had to vote together three random Jews and state in front of them that the get that he sent to his wife is batel, and it was officially batel. However, his grandma Gamaliel Azakin, Shaloi Yuaisin Kain, Mipnei Tikkun Oilam. Rabbi Gamaliel Azakin was Matakin that one is not allowed to do this because of Tikkun Oilam. What's the issue that could arise? Well, the Shliach and the wife don't know about this Betel, and so he's going to hand the get over to her. She's going to think she's divorced, get remarried, have some kids, and those kids are going to be Mamzerim, because really the get was Betel and she was never divorced. And so because of Tikkun Oilam, Rabbi Gamaliel Azakin was Matakin that he's not allowed to do this. Now, once we have this concept of Tikkun Oilam, we're going to have multiple cases regarding it. Barishan originally, Misha says, Hoya Mashana Shma Yushma, Shame Ira Vishame Ira. That even if a different name of his or hers or his city or her city were written on the get, it's not a problem. For example, his name was David, but he was called Dave in some places, or she had two different names, or the city that they lived in had two different names. Often we find this by European cities. For example, the city of Brisk in the official record books is often called Brest instead of Brisk, but has these two different names that are both equally valid, and one name was written on the get, but it was given in a different place where that city or the person was known by a different name. It wasn't a problem originally. However, v'hiskrim v'gamoyal zaken shei kaisev ish plani v'chol shem she'eshloi Isha plans for Choshem Shiashla. Rabbi Gamaliel Zakan was Matakin that they have to write on the get this man and any other name that he has, or this woman and any other name that she has, and that's what they take an oilam because of taken oilam. It's a very similar issue. She's going to be divorced with this get, she's going to get remarried, and people might say, hey, it wasn't a valid get. Her name is Miriam, but it says on the get Mary, and so it wasn't a valid get, and her kids are Mamzerim. And that's why Rabbi Gamaliel Zakan was Matakin that all valid names have to be written on the get. Continuing on with more taken oilam cases, the Mishnah Gimel tells us, Ein Almana Nefras Menichsei Yisayimim Ela B'Shvua. An Almana widow is only allowed to get paid from the Nechasim of the Yisayimim with a Shvua, which means when her husband dies and she wants to collect her Ksuba, the only way she's able to do that is if she makes a Shvua that her husband had never given her money that could be considered the Ksuba payment. However, Nimnu Malashbia, later on the Chum decided that they can't let her make this Shvua, and that's because they were afraid that really she received money from the husband, but she's Myra Heter for herself. She allows herself to make the Shvua anyway because she received only a little bit of money from her husband, and that wouldn't be considered the whole Ksuba, and therefore she feels like it's okay to make this Shvua. And the Chamim know that it's a very big issue to make a false Shvua. So therefore, they stopped allowing her to make the Shvua. Now, later on, Hiskar Gamaliel Azakin was Matakin, Shetein Deris Le Yisayimim Komashi Yirtsu Vigavik Subasa. Then instead of making a Shvua, she makes a nether to the Yisayimim, anything they want, and then she collects her Ksuba. Namely, the Yisayimim have her make a nether that a certain thing is going to be usher to her. For example, apples. She says, apples are going to be usher to me if I received any money for my Ksuba. And then she gets her Ksuba. And the reason why the Chamim were okay with this is because a nether is on a much lower level than a Shvua, and so that was the Takana. And we're going to see in a moment, this is because of Tikkun Olam, afraid that if women see that it's such a hassle to get their Ksuba, and they're actually not going to be allowed to even make a Shvua in order to receive it, they just might not even get married in the first place. As Rabbi Gamaliel made it a little bit easier with his Takana. The Mishnah continues, so Edim Chesman al Get, Edim sign on a Get, and this is also made Tikkun Olam because of Tikkun Olam. What's the Tikkun Olam over here by Edim? Well, really, as we had said previously, Edim is Sira Karti, that the reason why the Get works and it actually creates a halachic divorce of the woman from her husband is because we had Edim watching the handing over of the get from the husband to the wife. Those are the Edim Asira. And if there's an issue with the get, someone decides to say the get's not valid, so we just get a hold of those Edim Asira, and they testify that everything's okay with the get. The problem that could arise is that, let's say, one of those Edim Asira died, or they went overseas, or one of them disappeared. We have no idea where he is. How are we going to validate the get? The answer is through this takana of Edim signing on the get. Once we have Edim signing on the get, we can validate the signatures, and that's a tikkun olam. And lastly, Mishnah says, Hill Hiskin Prozbol, when they take an olam, Hill was metaking the concept of Prozbol also because of tikkun olam. We know the Shvius is Meshamet loans. When Shemitah comes, it cancels all loans. And Hill realized that there was a problem. People stopped lending money around Shemitah time because they were afraid that the loan was going to be canceled and they were never going to get their money back. Problem is, that's an Isser in the Torah. It says, Im Kasev Talves Ami, which is a chiyuv to lend money to your brother if he needs it. And people were being Iver, not lending money, again, because they were afraid that they weren't going to get it back because Shemitah was going to cancel it. So Hill was metaking this concept of Prozbol, that a person hands over all their shtaris, all their loan documents to Bezdin, and now that they're in the Rishus of Bezdin, Shemitah does not cancel them, and this way people continue lending money even though it's Shemitah time. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dollar and Hay with more cases of Tikkun Olam. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.